And now let's go to Michigan, where just a month ago, we were sharing the story of the state experiencing among the worst spreads of COVID-19 in the country. More than 2,500 new cases and 42 deaths in a single day. Well, today we're sharing another story. Cases are plummeting, and the state is experiencing its first full day of a partial reopening. No more restaurant curfews, concerts and other outdoor events can now go on as usual, and people can actually meet each other indoors at 50% capacity. How did Michigan get here? Let's bring in Dr. Abdul El-Sayed. He's a Michigan epidemiologist and Detroit's former health director. And doctor, welcome back. The last time we spoke, Michigan was in dire straits, cases surging, hospitals at capacity. How did your state turn this around?
Tanya, thank you so much for having me. And it really is a great day. There was a push to tie reopening to vaccine rates in what the Whitmer administration called the My Vax to Normal plan. And what this did is it conditioned what Michiganders could do and what public-facing institutions could do based on how much vaccination coverage we've had. And thankfully, Michiganders, I think, answered the call. They decided that getting that vaccine was worth being able to, you know, go fill up the ballpark or enjoy time at a restaurant past 11 p.m. And so Michiganders got vaccinated. And, you know, all it shows us is that vaccines work. And when our public policy complements vaccines and reinforces the need and the possibility of vaccination for getting past this pandemic, that good things can happen. And so I'm really grateful that they're happening here in Michigan.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the reopenings. Michigan is taking a phased approach. We mentioned some of the facets of this first phase, which started yesterday. But we noticed that the mask mandate remains in place. So it's a cautious reopening. Tell us more about that. And you say that, you know, Michiganders answered the call by getting vaccinated. But I can imagine the excitement of many residents. This is kind of a return to some kind of new normal.
That's right, Tanya. Well, what we know is that per the CDC guidelines, people who are vaccinated can go into spaces indoor or outdoor without having to wear a mask. But for everyone else, a mask is still the most important thing you can do short of a vaccine to protect yourself from this virus. And so the mask mandates persist in a number of conditions simply because really at this point, it's impossible to know who's been vaccinated or not. That being said, those two are going to fall. The key point here, though, right, is that it's critical for people who still are on the fence, who still really haven't had the time, who are still somewhat skeptical, to take a look into the data to make the time and to go get vaccinated. Obviously, there are barriers for a lot of people in this country to continue to get vaccinated, whether it's being able to get time off from work or to even get into some mode of transportation to get to a vaccine. And I think the idea here is to give folks time to make sure that they can make their best decision, get that vaccination before the mask mandates fall.
Well, to your point, Michigan has fully vaccinated just under half of residents over 16, and nearly 60% have had at least one dose. But Michigan still lags behind 20 other states, leaving really a few pockets of unvaccinated residents. What do you think the state can do to get more people vaccinated? I just have about a minute with you for you to answer this. And do you worry about those about new outbreaks in those unvaccinated populations?
Yeah, I'll answer the second question first. I really do worry about that. I worry that for a lot of us who are vaccinated that we can look this pandemic in the rear view. But for communities where vaccination rates are still low, they tend to also be places where people don't wear masks. And so there is still a recipe for the kinds of small-scale outbreaks that can happen in these communities. One of the things that I think is really promising is a push for incentives, whether it's in our neighboring state of Ohio down south, where they've got a lottery for people who are getting vaccinated, or it's another form of incentive. I think these incentives work, and I think they're really the next step. But it is critical for folks. We really do, as a collective society, need to be able to look back at this, and that means people have to get vaccinated.
That's epidemiologist Abdul El-Sayed talking about Michigan's reopening after emerging from a devastating spring surge. Doctor, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.